The problem, what we have there is when you make an export from Avastar, then we have to recalculate the skeleton back to the Second Life RESTPO skeleton. Then we export this Second Life RESTPO skeleton into the Collada file. When you start with the default shape or with any other shape, and then you start editing the bones, then you get some sort of mixture between the shape configuration and whatever you have edited. This is a complete mix-up. So when afterwards, when Avastar is going to export, it tries to reset the skeleton which it gets into the Second Life RESTPO shape. And exactly in this stage, we have issues at the moment. We do not yet know exactly how to do this reverting the skeleton into the Second Life RESTPO shape, including the offsets, the joint offsets. And when you instead go and start with the Second Life RESTPO shape, so when you click on the white segment icon, you get almost this Second Life RESTPO shape as the beginning of your editing. Then afterwards, when you export whatever you have done there, Avastar does no longer need to find the reverse, to recreate the configuration of the Second Life RESTPO skeleton, because it has it already. And because of this, you get less distortions. This is the model which we have in our mind when we say use the Stickman icon as the beginning at the moment. And I hope that we will be able to provide something much more precise until the next meeting. I'm really hopeful to get this finally done.
You know, the joint positions, you know, aren't really you know, added on top of the effects from the sliders so much as they you know, replace the effects from the sliders, right? They basically overrule the sliders if there's a joint position defined. Does that simplify the math at all, or do you still have the problem of trying to get back into the bind?
Actually, I think that I have found the solution how to do it, and yes, it's right. It should be less of a problem, because as soon as you add a joint offset, the behavior of the bone is less complex. On the other hand, I have been using matrix calculation all the time, which based on having the scale and the position and the translation within the matrix. So now when I deal with modified joints, I have to find a way how to tell the system that it doesn't need to do the translation part. This is what I made wrong for a couple of weeks. I was not aware of this point, but last week I found out that I can do it in a different way, and since then I'm trying to change the system. So this is why I really hope that I can provide a full solution shortly.